Twin Cities Orthopedics is proud to be the official sports medicine provider for Tommy Athletics. TCO is trusted by some of the biggest names in sports, and they bring that same level of care to our athletes. Thank you, TCO, for being a part of our team. Visit TCOMN.com to learn more. Hello and welcome to Tommy Talks, a weekly podcast bringing you inside St. Thomas Athletics, where we'll get to know those who wear the purple and gray. I'm Corbu Status, and this week our guest is Josh Garcia, the head team manager for the men's basketball team. We talk about all the aspects of being a team manager, both at home and on the road. We also talk about the importance of connecting with people, the fact that James Harden is underrated, and much, much more. Now, here's our conversation with Josh Garcia on another edition of Tommy Talks.
Going behind the scenes today with Josh Garcia, who is the senior and the head team manager. Do I have that all correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. So he's been begging for this for a long time. So
I don't know if begging. I don't know if begging's the correct word for it, but
okay. Well, in the whole pantheon of this interview of this Tommy Talks podcast, you're the only person who's ever asked to be interviewed.
Requested.
Yeah, requested. All right. So let's start with this, Garce. Why St. Thomas? What made you choose to come to St. Thomas after you were leaving Crete and Durham Hall?
It was interesting because it was between the U of M and UST, and I could have been a manager for both programs. But this one, it just was, UST was more comfortable. Grew up, you know, going to the JT camps. And kind of like around the area, you know, Crete's pretty close to UST, so I just felt more comfortable. Knew some people going, some good friends going here, so thought it was a good opportunity.
So out of high school, you knew you wanted to be a manager for one of the basketball teams heading into college.
Well, I do love basketball, yeah. And unfortunately, I wasn't capable.
You weren't going to play at the next level.
Wasn't capable of playing Division One, yeah. But just like, you know, being around the team atmosphere is kind of what I wanted to get out of it.
Yeah, I want to ask you more about what it takes to be a team manager, because there's a lot that goes into it that I don't think people understand. Tell us a little bit about a day in the life of a basketball team's team manager.
Well, I mean, basketball is a very long season. Basically, 12 months out of the year for the most part, doing something in this facility. But majority of it's a lot of practice, setting up, cleaning up, helping with drills, hopefully hopping in some shooting drills every now and then so I can showcase some talent.
Yeah, your three ball is pretty good. You got a good three ball.
Yeah, pretty good. I think I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but I feel like I could hold my own with most guys on the team.
You could hold with most guys on the team. All right, so then you're setting up drills, you're setting up everything, and then what? Once practice starts, what are you doing?
I'm usually on the clock, keeping score, time, all that, you know, rebounding, passing, just some basic stuff.
So basically you're doing all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that helps you and others, right? There's Brady and who else? And Jack.
And Ayub, yep.
Yep. Okay, so you guys are doing all of the behind-the-scenes stuff to make sure that practice runs smoothly, right?
Yeah. I always kind of say that our job is to be, like, unnoticeable. Like, right, if stuff's going smooth, then, you know, we're doing our job. I feel like people kind of notice us when stuff isn't like it usually is, so.
Like when there's no snacks on the bus.
Right. Stuff like that.
So when we're on the road, for those who don't know, Josh Garcia and whoever else is a Garce for all of the other teams, they come on the road, too, with the team. And you've got a lot of duties on the road. One of the most important things is having the snacks, right?
Always. Yeah. Get a lot of requests. a lot of requests for certain things. But, yeah, that's really where I'm the most busy. Because, obviously, at home I got three other guys doing kind of similar things that I do. But on the road, it's really just me. So that's when I got to kind of lock in and make sure I'm focused and assertive and all that.
Okay, so on the road, what are your duties on the road?
Like you said, kind of the snacks, a lot of meals, you know, preparing the meals after the game, in the hotel. Sometimes laundry, when I have to do the laundry, which, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But other than that, you know, just being supportive. If the guys need anything, making sure, you know, you're there for them in any way.
Yeah, so there's the waters, make sure the waters are there, the Gatorades, right? The laundry is clutch, especially on those four-day road trips.
Right.
preparing the meals, you're not actually cooking.
No, my cooking's very limited. I wish I could say I was a chef of some sort, but no, just making sure that they're getting what they need, post-game, pre-game, breakfast.
Yeah, and you know, like, so the way it works, at least on the men's trips, is that everybody has their seat, pretty much, right?
Right, right.
And you know where everybody sits.
You got to memorize that. That makes the job so much easier.
And how many people are on a trip? 25?
Well, let's see, 15 players, six staff. Me, Abby, Corbu, of course.
Of course.
So, bus driver Steve. Shout out to Steve.
Yeah, what is up, Steve?
Steve's my guy. So, yeah, what's that, 24, 25?
Yeah, somewhere
like
in there. Yeah. I mean, so you know where everybody sits, because when we get on the bus after a game, there's the meal right there. It's impressive, man.
Right. Well, I try to do – it's less commotion when you're the only one on the bus, right? So,
yeah.
Try to get that as organized as it can be. So, right when everyone gets on, we can just go.
No, you – and I'm not going to say that you've had to kind of figure this all out by yourself, but you kind of have, right? And from – because you came on – was your sophomore year one of the D1 era, right?
Correct.
But you and Josh Rodenbiker, who is the director of basketball operations, you guys are kind of figuring this out, like, how do we do this D1 thing on the fly?
Right.
What was that like?
Well, yeah, like you said, my sophomore year was the first Division I year, and then obviously my freshman year would be the COVID year, last D3 year. So that year didn't even really count.
Right.
You know, we played 8 games and no fans, so I didn't get the real kind of feel. Almost called like the summer league, you know, before I actually started doing doing what I was doing. But, yeah, I think me and Josh together, we've kind of came a long way. Because when I started, there was no one. Technically, I was the head student manager my freshman year. So
you were the student
manager. Right, that was the only one my freshman year. But we had a great staff, manager staff my sophomore year, junior year as well. But, yeah, kind of always kind of been in the lead.
So as you pass down that knowledge to guys like the three behind you, what's the most important thing that they need to know?
I feel like at home they kind of got the logistics of it for sure. On the road, like I mentioned before, it's a little more tricky just because you're by yourself. So a lot of like time management, mm-hmm. Making sure you're on time. Obviously, you don't want to be late for anything.
No.
And then I guess my biggest thing is just making sure you get to know everybody on the team in a more personal level for sure, just because that's kind of the one thing you can do is, like, be that, like, voice, you know, kind of like a light, like, just a good voice to hear, like, positive, funny, whatever you got to do. But, yeah, I would say that. And they're learning. They've been coming on the road, a couple of road trips, so I'll definitely make sure to give them a list of stuff to, you know, look out for and make sure that they're doing. But I think they'll get the hang of it for sure.
Yeah, definitely let them know where I sit.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the most important things.
Definitely. That'll be a learning. They'll get that down eventually.
But yeah.
Corbu, most important, number one.
That's
sure.
Right. Not Johnny Tower, not the players, the radio guy. Make sure they know where that
person and Steve.
Is. And Steve.
Yes, sir.
And Steve. You and Steve get a lot of time together because you guys do some shopping trips on the road, too.
Yeah, that's my guy. We got a good relationship. He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
I remember last game we were at South Dakota State, and he's right behind the bench. He's yelling. He's into it. And obviously it's us two right after the game before everyone gets on, and he's letting me know what he's thinking, what he's seeing. So
yeah,
he's a funny guy, but awesome dude too.
So who probably knows more inside information, you or Abby? Abby, who is the athletics trainer? Because I feel like you guys are both kind of like the team psychologists, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like that's funny because there's a lot of times everyone will kind of come to me to like say what's on their mind, and I'm like, dude, just go tell the person what right. You're thinking. Like, I don't know what I can do, but it's close, I think. What I don't see what he does is, you know, when he tapes him up before the game, that's kind of when he gets to hear what's going on. But I'm also around them off the court as well, so yeah. Kind of get to hear everything.
You got the tea, for sure.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. Was it hard for you going from being a player at Creighton-Durham Hall and being a four-year basketball player to now being you're still on the inside, but you're just on the outside. Does that make sense? You know what I'm asking?
Right, right. Yeah, it kind of sucks. I wish I was playing, to be honest. You know, just because once you're done playing, it kind of hits you that, like, dang, like, you know, it's over.
It's the worst, man. I cried the moment I realized it hit me when I was walking off the baseball field for the last time. Right. Oh, I cried.
What position did you play?
I was what position did I want to play and what position did I play?
We'll go with both.
I was a second baseman, shortstop, designated hitter, and also left bench mostly.
Flip the double plays, though, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Had you in the nine hole or were you batting?
I was lower half of the order. For sure.
No, but definitely not being able to play kind of sucks. But
yeah.
Just being around it, like I said, it, you know, if I wasn't doing it, I would be extremely bored and have nothing to do really. But, you know, it's still being able to get shots up and be in the gym, you know, basically every day is awesome.
Yeah, and it's cool trips, right? You get to travel with the team.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite spot that you've been able to go to with the team so far?
I mean, in conference, because I've been there for, what, 3 times now to every road stadium in conference. Probably I like the Denver area the most, just like scenic-wise. Yes, sir. Shout out to Denver.
That's right, my hometown, for those who don't know.
Stadium-wise, I like South Dakota State. They're very good at home, which is tough. But it's kind of like our stadium where it's, you know, there's a good crowd and it's loud and people are right there. So it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
But then obviously like the Marquette-Creighton games, those games come to mind as well.
Yeah.
Even though we did lose, obviously that atmosphere was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that's one of my favorite things being, I feel like you're more embedded with the team than I am. It's kind of that same thing, though, where you're just a little bit on the outside, but you still get to go experience all of those things, right? The games, the travel, the experience, eating with the team. I mean, that's the fun stuff. That's, to me, the fun stuff.
Yeah, obviously, in this moment, winning and losing is, you know, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm done, you know, pretty soon, you know, you'll remember the, you know, going out to eat and all those little things that, you know, just the memories with the guys and coaches and basically everybody. I think I've gotten to know everybody pretty well. So definitely going to miss it for sure.
All right, Josh Garcia, let's get to know you a little bit more as a person. Business management major?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do with that?
That is TBD at the moment. we're kind of, UST is kind of transitioning to like, there's a lot more like sports marketing, sports management classes that they're starting to do. So I kind of missed out on that. Obviously would have liked to do that more if there was like a sports management.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would have went that route, but this allows me to be more versatile. So
yeah,
not exactly sure. It's something in sports though.
This is a good job to be in though, to make some connections, right?
Yeah.
With the team manager, you because you don't just interact with Josh and our staff here at St. Thomas. You interact with all of the other team's staffs at some point, don't you?
Yeah. So I'm the point of contact when teams come to visit. You know, they got to practice, shoot around, get in the gym. So I usually let them in, gotten to know some of their staff, some of the managers from other teams. So, yeah, been cool.
Yeah.
That's been cool, too.
All right, so what made you decide to go into business management?
Honestly, when I came in here, I didn't know. I liked business, just kind of the business, you know, the business guys with the suits and looking all flashy and all that. But I really didn't know what I kind of wanted to do, and business management was like the broad, you know, you can kind of go whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I decided to do it, and I just kind of stuck with it.
Okay. Best place on campus?
my couch. I like my couch.
Where is your couch on campus? Well, is it in the quad?
I live on Selby, so right across from Tommy North, so it's pretty close.
Yeah.
But I like the loft. Usually get a smoothie, strawberry banana from the loft.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, kind of like the library now, believe it or not. My first 2 years, I never went to the library.
I don't
like
think
ever.
You're supposed to admit to that, man.
Ever. But, no, I still got – I get good grades. I get good grades. Well, decent, I say. but I had a – I think it was like a stats class or like computer science where I had to go to like the computer lab to use those computers. in the library. Then after that, I was like, okay, this place, you know, not bad. It's quiet. And the house I'm living in right now is not always as quiet, as it should be. So I like the library for sure.
All right. Do you have a favorite professor?
Yeah, my capstone class right now, Professor Hershey, business dude. Crazy. He's a cool dude, crazy dude. But it's a different type of learning. You know, you're more engaged, like group discussions and team activities and whatnot. But he's definitely someone that I actually just had class with him before this on a Friday.
Yeah.
Which I hate doing. I hate Friday classes.
Right, they're the worst.
I usually don't take them, but with him, it's an exception. I actually just told him that before I left. But yeah, I would definitely say him.
Okay. Favorite Tommy sport outside of men's basketball?
That's tough because basketball takes up a lot of your season.
Yeah.
I did go to the UST U of M hockey game.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. That was electric atmosphere.
Yeah.
Definitely the best game I've been to outside of our games. So I guess the hockey team. I guess shout out to the dance team too. They usually, you know, perform.
Yeah.
During our game, so I guess I'd say them too.
I know that you don't cook. You said you're not very good at cooking. What is your favorite food?
Favorite food, probably. I like Italian, Cassetta's, if you know where that is, West 7th.
Yeah.
I like going down there. It's a cool area, cool atmosphere. So I like Cassetta's, Masticcioli. Light sauce with the breadstick.
Yeah, you got the order down, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I've been going there since a kid. I'm from, you know, from around here, so yeah. I know kind of all the spots around here. Grand Avenue, another great spot. Red Rabbit or Red Cow, I forget what it's called, but
there's a color and an animal, so yep, for sure in there.
Punch, yep. You know, all the good things.
Yeah. Do they know you at those places? Probably.
I know the owner at Cassetta's because he's a cool dude, straight-up Italian guy. So every time he's in there, I try to say what's up to him.
True or false, your nickname is the mayor?
I mean, I don't know. And I don't really get called that, but
no.
I know a good amount of people.
All right, so what percentage of the St. Thomas campus would you say you know?
I feel like more so last year I knew more people. I had a lot of friends from the older grade last year who graduated. This year, I don't know. I don't even know how many kids there are. Probably like, I was going to say like 50 or something, but 50%. There's no, like, when you really look at it numbers-wise, I don't know. But
about 3,000 people?
3,000? Oh, yeah, not 50% then. I don't know. Maybe 20 or something.
All right.
That's but it's a good 20. It's a good 20. You know?
Yeah.
I know the right people, for sure.
Yeah. Because I was looking at your Instagram just trying to figure out what to ask you. And you have 7 posts.
Good stuff on there, though.
Yes. 7 strong posts.
Right, right.
And over 1,000 followers.
Well, actually, as far as the team goes, they kind of, especially Brooks, you know, Brooks is a real social media guy.
So he kind of
cares about his followers for sure. And I don't know how much he has, but it's more than me. So
okay,
he kind of gives me crap about that. But hopefully with this podcast, I know how popular you are. Hopefully can get a couple more followers for sure.
Yeah, get you closer to that 1,100 mark.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it.
Listen, man, I've got like 4 followers, 400. So. And I post way more than you do.
Well, maybe we can help each other out.
Yeah,
maybe
let's see
I can give you some followers. You can give me your 400. I'll take them.
Yeah, that's right. Team manager, radio broadcaster, coming together.
It's a duo.
Yeah, making things happen. Favorite show, something that you like to watch?
Favorite show. I'm not much of a show guy just because, like, some of the seasons are crazy. Like, I started watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And
that's
it was like, and it was like during J term, so like I kind of had the time.
Yeah.
But then school started. I like, I can't watch this. But my favorite one, I would say probably Ted Lasso.
Yep.
That story is cool. I like, didn't know much about soccer actually, but definitely a good show. Just like the ins and outs and the message between it, me and my parents watch it, so.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso, I'm the same way. I didn't know really anything about soccer. I had called a few soccer games, and that's about it. And it makes you care about soccer a little bit more, right?
Yeah, you know, you learn, like, the field's called the pitch, and
right.
the uniforms are the kits, you know. My vocab, you know, probably that intermediate level now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my roommate, he's a big soccer guy. A couple of them are, actually, so.
Okay.
I'm sure, I think it's like the Champions League. Something's going on right now.
Yeah.
That we've been watching a little bit. And I like it. No commercials is sweet.
Season 3 of Ted Lasso. That mm-hmm. one felt a little like if AI wrote Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the ending, like it could have been condensed maybe into like two longer seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of liked how at the end of the third one, it kind of tied back into things that were like previously in the show.
Brought it all together.
Right, brought it all together. Yeah. And I'm not much of a cry. I didn't cry, but
it's okay
it was a little emotional. It was a little emotional.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a good show because it was comedy, kind of that emotion, and I liked all the characters. It's a good show. Good show.
Yeah, Coach Beard's one of my favorite characters
Coach
ever.
Coach Beard, he had his own episode that one time where he was doing
It was wild.
Doing crazy things.
Did you like that episode? That episode was polarizing.
It was a little weird when I first watched it, and then like thinking back on it, I was like, not bad.
Yeah.
Not my lifestyle, obviously.
Obviously.
But
I've never seen you in pants like that, and Coach.
Yeah, was he wearing the purple pants?
Yeah.
And then he showed up that morning. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
I did like that one.
Favorite? Are you a movie guy?
Kinda. I like the Batman with Christian Bale. Like those three.
Those are solid.
Shawshank Redemption, money. Comedy. I like Superbad. Have you seen Superbad?
I have seen Superbad.
That's a classic. Yep. I like that one for sure.
Yeah. Favorite music, favorite album, favorite band.
Music. I actually really do like music.
Yeah, because you're kind of in charge of the music on the road too, right?
Oh yeah, I didn't even mention that. That's might be my biggest job.
Yeah.
That's the one thing JT kind of gets on me the most is kind of switching up the music. I'm majority of them like a rap type of guy.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the old, like Mariah Carey and Fantasia, if you know that is, Alicia Keys, those mm-hmm. type of, like the 90s kind of R&B or whatever.
Yeah.
And then coming here, actually, a lot of people listen to country, and it was just country theme the other night, and if you were watching me, I was kind of singing along. Luke Combs, I like Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen, starting to Zach Bryan a little bit, but. Definitely Wallen and Combs for country.
Man, Zach Bryan is probably one of the most commonly answered favorite bands on this podcast.
I don't really like him. I'm more rap. Like, don't make it sound like I like
I'm
country.
Not,
I don't. It's growing on me a little bit, but I would say John Tapp is my friend, my guy, my boy. He makes music.
Okay.
So I had to shout him out.
Yeah. Where can we find his stuff?
Apple Music, Spotify, you know, the main platforms. So.
All the big ones. Is Tap with one P or two?
One.
Okay.
One.
Yep. Those are important things to know.
Yes, sir.
Are you a reader at all? I'm going to say no.
From no.
The look on your face, you look like you just got busted.
I like articles. I like short reads.
Okay. What's your must read every day then? Is there like a website or a sports page or something like that?
No, I don't really read. I do like doing the Wordles though.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Wordles every day, connection. Like all those New York Times games, that's what kind of gets my mind going.
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
How many, what's your Wordle average, would you say? You a 3-4 guy?
I would say in between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
I've actually gotten the 1 twice. I guessed the word right away, like all green.
You've done it twice?
Twice, yeah. I think it was ocean. I usually start with ocean.
Yeah, that's a good one. A lot of vowels.
And then learn. I think it was those two that I got right away.
But now those are done. You have to come up with a third.
I know. I don't know. My starter word needs some work.
Yeah. Mine is roast.
R-O-A-S-T?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bad. A couple of vowels. Yeah.
Get the R-S-T out there.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. Roast hasn't happened as far as I know because I haven't gotten a 1 yet. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to ride that wave for a while.
You're due.
Yeah, if it does ever come up, I also know not to use ocean and learn.
Yeah, right.
See?
These are already used.
Yeah.
Smart.
Disseminating stuff on this podcast, helping people get better and smarter. So as a basketball junkie then, are you like a Timberwolves guy? Do you have a favorite NBA team, or are you more of a college game guy?
Both. I think it's cool now, as far as college goes, that some of my friends that I grew up playing with, high school, they're on some good teams this year mm-hmm. for college. So I try to watch them when I can. Kind of hard, you know, when we have games as well. But
yeah.
Like to watch them for sure. And then as far as NBA, I would probably say the Timberwolves now. I like Ant. Before, I kind of wasn't a big Timberwolves guy just because...
Well, because they were the Timberwolves.
Yeah, the Wiggins Cat era wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
And then also James Harden. Shout out to James Harden. My favorite player.
Really?
Ever.
What do you like about James? James Harden. I say James like I'm on a first name basis.
Well, he's left-handed, and he kind of did the patented like step back that I try to emulate on the intramural court.
Yeah.
If you're available, come watch me play. It's usually 20, 25 points a game.
Thanks for letting me know this now.
But James Harden was a bucket. They don't realize how good he was. Like 2017 to 2019, he was averaging like 35, 36 points a game.
Yeah.
He had like 30 points for 40 games in a row. Like, disrespect. They disrespect him. And everyone hates him, which makes me like him more, honestly.
You're a little bit of a rebel that way.
I guess, yeah. Say that.
You know, Parker Bjorklund's also left-handed. He mm-hmm. could be your hero because he also was playing intramural ball.
Yeah, he's kind of a bigger, you know, forward center.
Not quite your. You want a guy with some handles.
And I like he shoots kind of too close to the basket sometimes. Yeah. The further you go is where I get more comfortable.
You're more of like
actually
a Caitlin Clark range kind of person.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. She's really good. She's fun to watch.
Yeah.
They played the Gophers, I think, last couple days ago, maybe, and I mm-hmm. watched it, and it's a casual, like, 35, good shooting percentage, triple-double. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
she crazy. Makes it look pretty easy.
Yeah.
All right, so then as you wrap up your career here, you're going to be in part of Senior Day on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You can cry that day. It's okay.
I'm sure someone in my family will.
Is it mom or dad?
As much as I want to say dad for the jokes, because yeah. I know he's going to be listening to this, but it might be my mom.
Yeah.
But special day for them, more so for them than me, just because they get to celebrate, you know, what I've done, because
yeah.
I'm not super that side of emotions, you know,
yeah.
kind of more composed. Definitely like to joke around, but this, that, you know, yeah. just, I don't really
more
like
more stoic.
Joke.
So as you wrap up your career here, what do you want your legacy at St. Thomas to be?
I mean, I feel like what people think of me already is kind of like set in stone because I've been here for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've tried to get to know as many people as I can just because I think that's a big part of college and, you know, growing up into the real world, just getting to know people on like a more personal level for sure. Because you never know when you might need someone, might need their help. So I guess just, good dude. Good
yeah.
guy.
Absolutely. Garth, always appreciate our time together. Thanks for coming on the podcast, and best of luck going forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.